I really believe God is going to visit us in power, and he's going to do extraordinary things in our midst very soon. And that's going to come through a revelation of God beyond what we have that he's going to grant in terms of the scriptures, but it will be a revelation he'll release in our spirits. It will also be a revelation of who we are in him. And it's going to fill us with a confidence, with an understanding, and with a liberty that will give us a greater ability to walk in the righteousness of God and in the power of God.
I smell the fragrance of rain on the horizon. I see the signs that your glory is rising.
You know, we can change a lot of the form. We could do things differently. People are trying to revolutionize form all over the place in the body of Christ. There are extremes. There are balances. It's just going on everywhere. You can change form as long as the day is. If you are not on fire, the whole thing is worthless. If the presence of God is not burning as the substance of who we really are, then it does not matter what form we have. I am not first interested in changing forms or in becoming the right looking thing. I am interested in God. I'm interested in fire. I'm interested in being the thing before we formulate it. I am interested in God. I'm interested in fire. I'm interested in being the thing. God is an all-consuming fire. And let me tell you something. We are children of God if we know him. And if we are connected with him by the Spirit, we are fire. We ought not to be foreigners to the fire of heaven, to the holiness, to the purity, to the action, to the love, to the power, to the prophetic knowledge. We ought to be conducive to that atmosphere. We are fire. We are children of light. It is our identity. And I'm not just talking to Fire Church or Fire School of Ministry. That's not where I'm talking. I'm talking to whomever is listening.
I hear a sound. It's the roar of the lion. Roar of the lion. Yeah.
I am interested in God.
Justice for all, all things you will make new. Sing Zion, saying he's coming back to rule. I hear the sound of heavy rains coming.
And I know that I know it's not just about us as fire. This isn't just an us thing. I'm just saying all the more if we dare call ourselves that. I believe God gave us the name, but it was a name in the Spirit. So I guess what I'm saying is it's time to take a look at what we really are and start acting that way. God started speaking to me. You're not the way you've been acting lately. You're fire. Start acting like fire. When you pray, you're fire. When you see somebody with a need, you're fire. You come in the house of God and you don't have revelation, you get revelation. You are fire. You are fire. God is an all-consuming fire, and his children are fire. We are fire. We are not first natural. We are spiritual. And to be born of God, to be born again of his Spirit, means we are fire. It means that there is a substance in us. It means that there's a passion, there's an understanding that burns within. It's really there. We're different than this world. We are the fire. We are the light of this world. We are the extension of God's throne in this world. We are fire. And we have not been conceiving ourselves and reckoning ourselves practically as fire. There has been some, but it hasn't been the place to which God wants to bring us. Fire always burns because Spirit always burns. And God is Spirit and God is fire. And if we're going to be like God, we should be, by default, burning. Whenever you feel that start to wane, you just look back into the fire and you remind yourself, I'm burning. Oh, this person offended me. You are fire. In the burning,
I have the fear. My senses are far too small to contain your fire.
We should be, by default, burning!
You are so beautiful like no other. So I am burning for you.
You burn that! You get it back on the altar and you let it burn. Oh man, my mind is wandering onto something. You look back at that fire on the altar. You get back on the altar and you burn. Because God by nature burns. By nature does he burn.
You are radiant brilliance. You provide for a darkened soul.
Simply that we burn for you. That's it. You made us to burn for you. You made us to burn for you, oh God. Many waters cannot quench your love, oh God, in our hearts. Circumstances, coldness around us, we are fire. Father, with everything we do, we're going to burn. It's going to be on fire. Everything we do. When we pray, first thing, we're going to be on fire. When we're at work doing our job, we're going to be on fire. The way we raise our children, the way we feed them, we're going to be on fire. The way we study, we're going to be on fire. The way we proclaim the gospel to neighbors, co-workers, we're going to be on fire. The way we fight evil in our prayers, we're going to be on fire. The way we fight sickness and disease, we're going to be on fire. The way we fight temptation, even our thought life will be fire. It will be fire. Our meditation will be burning fire. Our hearts will be on fire because we are fire, oh God. Shivaret! Shika bazum bom breshte vende be. Let us be fire, let us be fire starters, God. Fire starters. Because all of your ministers are flames of fire. Shika bazum. Everything is on fire. We're going to read the word on fire. We're going to do our jobs on fire. We're going to relate to one another and serve one another because we're on fire. We're going to serve the Lord. Everything on fire. We just tell you right now, Lord, this is not just a moment of closing passion. This is going to be a deliberate act of our will to be on fire. We are fire. We are on fire. Burn, baby, burn. Shuv rishti fi brindi.